Well, this all started about a couple years ago when I was working actually with the Library of Congress on a full screen on an archival system that they were putting together called NAVCC. And I was trying to apply some of the other things I was seeing with some of the other people I work with in the DOD and other space, and sort of turned around and looked, and everywhere I found, everybody was trying to solve the same problem in user space. And it dawned on me, is that the right place to do it? Because people were spending in the government a lot of money to build ILM frameworks and archival frameworks to pass data forward, and everyone was doing the same, virtually the same thing, but there were no standards, and they were doing it differently. So this morning I heard Michelle and David and Reagan and a bunch of other people talking about some of the same issues that I'm going to talk about today. So, for example, Michelle was saying, well, we're going to archive everything in the HSM, if I remember correctly, the HSM, and the file system will be kind of one and the same and ubiquitous, which means you're going to potentially archive everything. Hopefully not, but is there a standard where a user can say, don't archive this file?
Yes.
There's a standard.
Not yet.
Exactly. That's my point. So I want to talk a little bit about what I think is broken and sort of how we got here, because actually I believe the government got us here to some degree, and where we can pick up the ball. So people have mentioned this. We haven't had a lot of changes in a lot of things in 20 years. If you go back 20 years, I think there was a change in open for Direct.io about 20 years ago. Gary probably remembers better than I do. And that's how applications sort of get to the data and create the file. It's through a standard POSIX system call. And scaling requires a lot more than looking down the whole data path. So OSD is here, but can you get to it from a standard open system call? And not, you can't really. What about archival policy? There's nothing really for archival policy that I can do on the open system call, which is pretty much what everyone uses. And per file, per user metadata, we talked about HDF this morning. How can a user even say that my file's HDF in terms of file system land, in terms of the file system? You can't really define that. So there's some standards Garth mentioned a little earlier about checksum that he's put into the PANASA system. There's a T10 standard for the data integrity field, and people are talking about, and maybe Sammy can mention if what he can mention about Seagate drives, but data integrity field is the standard within T10 to basically put a checksum down the data path. Well, within that framework which T10 has developed, there's a way for an application to put a checksum within the application down the data path. But there's no official way from standard POSIX and user land to do that. Now, Oracle's developed something. It's called Oracle Hard. I think that's what it's called, Sammy. Is that correct? All right. Oracle's developed something which they basically have hacked up the kernel, and they pass the checksum byte in from the application space down the path. But you've got the T10 group developing things for data integrity, but there's nothing being pushed back up the stack. If you look at OSD, there's a number of fields within the OSD framework that would be useful for archival and ILM purposes, which aren't accessible. So everyone that I looked at, whether it's LLC, NARA, DOD, High Performance, I assume DOE, and just to name a few of the other agencies that I've been involved with, they have per-file metadata requirements that aren't being met through a standard framework. So I think how we got here is we sort of divided up the space. We had the USL people, which turned into XOpen, which turned into the Open Group, doing POSIX and looking at the application layer. And then we have the T groups and the ANSI groups looking at a different layer. And then we move down the stack into the storage and transport layer. And there doesn't seem, from at least my perspective, that there's things going both directions, up and down in the stack, because the data path really hasn't effectively changed, and we've sort of block these things off, maybe because we're still dealing with block-based file systems, but we block these and they're hard delineations between things. So, for example, when Garth, and you could probably talk to this far better than I, when PNFS came about, that's part of the IETF. They started getting involved in the file system standards, but none of that, a lot of that hasn't been pushed back except into the object area, so that there are three layers within PNFS to do objects, blocks, and files. So that you did do something with that, but there's not been a lot of movement elsewhere down the path except for that translation that I'm aware of. So the standards process, I think, is fragmented, and you've got different groups controlling different parts. A lot of times that I'm aware of, they don't talk to each other except for this PNFS movement, moving things around for block status and files. And if you look at the 70s and 80s, the U.S. government had a lot more involvement in the standards process. Now, I was talking with Bob this morning, and he was saying nobody can, you know, the government really can't control the standards process anymore and really doesn't have enough buying influence to control it. But that doesn't mean they can't move forward and push things and look at creating reference models in this area. So what I think is that the process is fairly disjointed. Everybody talks about wanting per-file metadata, but there's no real standards to do that and a standard framework to move things around as you go forward. If you want to move metadata around with PNFS for per-file metadata, and you'd use, for example, POSIX extended attributes, I don't think it goes through. And there are no real standards for error corrections on each file. And Garth talked about errors, and you're going to have them. What do you do with people who need to checksum a whole file? Is there a standard way of checksumming it and say, this file's checksummed, and I want you to check the checksum when you bring it back? All these things are done in user space. You look at T10 diff, which was, I think, a nice standard, and from talking to some people, go data reliability level of fiber channel and SAS of 10 to 21st for undetectable errors. You go to about 10 to the 28th. But there's no way to do that under SATA drives, and as far as I know, the drive vendors aren't going to give up the space or the processing power to do that on SATA. So we've got a big problem. I believe, and we're all trying to solve it in different ways, and we're spending a lot of money solving the same problem over and over again. You've got POSIX, which is limited scalability currently, limited reliability, and ILM is impossible. And, you know, agency after agency is reinventing the wheel. We have people doing applications in user space. We've got IRODs, you know, SRB, which has moved to IRODs, and that's being used well in the HPC space. But you have many, many commercial applications that are out there. And that's the other big issue. You've got issues with drug companies that have to keep patient records for, you know, life of the patient plus 7 years or whatever the FDA requirement is. You've got many other requirements for Sarbanes-Oxley. You've got many, many companies building solutions to solve the Sarbanes-Oxley problem, to solve the HIPAA problem, to solve, and everybody's doing their own thing. All of these problems, I believe, if you look at them closely, have a lot of interrelationship, and they have a lot of characteristics that could be applied if you built a standard or extended standards to build a framework that everybody agreed on that we could move forward, and that file systems and NFS can communicate a lot more things, now maybe not everything, in user space and within the file system, with the user file instead of in user space where you're developing it. So some thoughts that Gary and I talked about, and actually this was Gary's idea of using POSIX extended attributes. So Gary said, well, why couldn't you use POSIX extended attributes and have a defined list, since POSIX extended attributes are part of POSIX, and have a defined list that everything will pass around, whether it's FTP, whether it's PNFS, whether it's RCP, or whether it's any other framework. You could start with some attributes to address ILM, archiving policy, OSD framework, data integrity, performance hints. All of this could be passed down the data path and kept with the file forever. whether it's 10 years or 100 years, because it would be a standard set that everyone would agree to. You could also probably get at T10 diff fields or equivalent on if the system supports it, or find out if it supports T10 diff as part of this framework. The other problem I see, at least from the university research part and that we've talked about and I talked about in HEC last year, is that the research tends to be, because everyone needs to publish, a year at a time. And no one's looking at the right-hand side of this and looking at the whole framework end-to-end and trying to integrate the data path. The end-to-end is where the problem is. We've talked about end-to-end a lot here this morning and this afternoon. And the data path really hasn't changed much. And someone said 40 years, I've got 20. Because I said, you know, the open system call changed 20 years ago for direct I.O. But it really probably hasn't changed much in 40 if you look at standard file systems and block-based file systems. Because UFS, I think, came from a paper in 1965 for a Multics. And not much has changed until OSD, until, I think, from UFS. I mean, we're still dealing with the same some of the same issues. So one of the things I would suggest also looking at this problem is that research, if funding is being given to universities and other people, they look at more than 1 year at a time, and people start looking at the end-to-end data path.